I want to share with you a story about a famous mobster, call him a mafia leader, that I read about. I don't want to say his name right away, that would give away the whole story. And he was known, this guy, this leader, this mafia leader was known as he became what he became because he was known as a ruthless murderer. He would basically steal you blind. He was a very cunning person. He could sell you the Brooklyn Bridge, in short, for those of you who... He was known that once he met this... He saw this person, a very chashuv person, that he really liked what he was wearing. He liked the guy's suit. So he wanted the guy's suit. And of course, the guy was not willing to part with his suit. True story. Wasn't willing to part with a suit. So what he did was, he wanted the suit, but he didn't want to really ruin the suit. So he couldn't really, like, he had to figure out how to kill the guy without ruining the suit. So he beheaded him. True story. He beheaded the guy. And took the guy's suit. It got it dirty. He just cleaned it, but he got the suit. True story. The guy was ruthless. He also beat, what? Yeah, and he felt it was worthwhile. And because he was so successful in his undertakings, he became basically head of he was like a mafia leader. He's not alive anymore. He met his end. He was killed also at the end. But he led a very turbulent life, to say the least. I also read another story about a different person who basically was a tzaddik type of guy. A guy who really was, we would have been jealous of him. He came from a good family. His grandfather, father, tzaddikim gedolei hadar, he was a tzaddik himself. He was an oisek b'tzorchei tzibur. He was there when you needed him. Whenever people needed something done, he had it done. He was the type of person who really everybody looked up to, who was very helpful in the community, the type of guy who knew Shas and did everything right in his life. What was the name of the first person? Esav HaRasha. What was the name of the first person? Chazal tell us that on the day that his grandfather died, Avram Avinu, and that his father Yitzchak was sitting Shiva. That was the day that Yaakov bought the Bechorah from him. On that day he went out, and he didn't care that his grandfather died. On that day he went out, saw a woman that he liked, who was already engaged to another man, but he took her anyhow. He was walking in the forest and saw somebody whose name was Melech Nimrod, a man, a king, who was being guarded by his bodyguards. This king was wearing the clothing that Adam HaRishon wore. Special clothing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Adam HaRishon. And this clothing used to attract animals. It was special, whatever, it had ruchnius things to it. He wanted the clothing. He beheaded Nimrod on the spot to take his clothing away from him. And he got it. He was a cunning person. He did everything wrong, but for himself was very successful. And we know at the end of his life he was beheaded also. That was Esav. And he was the head of a mafia. He was the head of a mob. Who was the second person? Who was the tzaddik? The tzaddik was Esav HaTzaddik. It was also Esav. The second person was Esav also. But that was Esav who he could have been, not Esav who he was. Esav, who he was, Chazal tell us in the Medrash, he was so evil that there are seven, the Pasuk in Mishle, that says seven terrible things about a person. He's a person who's arrogant, he's a liar, he's a murderer, Machshavas Ros, seven different evil things about a person, and all of them apply to Esav, the Medrash says. Everything is Esav. But yet, in potential, he could have been the tzaddik that we spoke about. He could have been the Gadol Hadar. How's that possible? So in the Sefer Or Gedaliahu by Rav Gedaliah Shor Zatzal, he explains as follows. Amazing thing. We have to get a little bit of a background to understand what Esav could have been. Let's go back to Adam HaRishon for a moment. Adam HaRishon before the Chet. Adam HaRishon, when he was created, when he was born, created, before he did the Chet, he was Kulay Taiv, we're told. There was no Ra. There was not an inch of Ra inside him. Inside of him, there was no Ra whatsoever. The Ra was outside of him. His mission in life was a mission of like Aseh Tov, doing good, because there was nothing bad about him. There was no Ra. After he did the Avera, after he ate from the Eitz Hadas, what he did was he brought Ra inside of him. Then his whole life changed. His whole mission in life changed. What happened was he became a confusion, so to speak, of Ra v'Toiv, and therefore his mission in life changed to Sur Meira, meaning he then had an inner battle between Tov and Ra, good and evil, Yetzahara Yetzov inside of him, and his whole life was then dedicated to call it Tikkun HaChet, to fixing the Chet, which meant to have his Yetzah Tov rule over his Yetzahara. It was a whole different way of life. That was Adam HaRishon. Chazal tell us that Yaakov Avinu was born, he was born Ish Tam Yoshe V'Holim, he was perfect. There was no Ra to Yaakov Avinu. He was perfect. There was nothing wrong with him. He sat and learned in the Beis Midrash. He had no Yetzirah inside of him. He was the situation of Adam HaRishon before the Chet. That was Yaakov Avinu. And that's he was fulfilling his job. His job was Aseh Tov, just do good. Esav, on the other hand, we're told, his job was to be metaken the Chet of Adam HaRishon. His job was having Ra and Toiv together inside of him, and he had was supposed to have his Yetzer Tov overcome his Yetzer Hara. That was his job in life. Basically, the situation of Adam HaRishon after the Chet, and that's what he was supposed to do with his life. We're told by Chazal, if Esav would have been successful in his life, listen to this one, if Esav would have been successful and he would have had his Yetzer Tov conquer his Yetzer Hara, he would have been one of the Avos. We wouldn't have had three Avos, we would have had four Avos. We would have said in Shmon Esrei, Elekei Avraham, Elekei Yitzchak, Elekei Yaakov, Elekei Esav. We would have had four Avos if Esav would have been successful. He had such potential. He had such greatness headed for. He was headed for such greatness. If he would have done it, then he would have had six shvatim born from him. Yaakov Avinu would have had six shvatim, and he would have had six shvatim. They would have shared the melucha. They would have shared the kingship, and we would have had four avos. He would have been a gadol hador like Yaakov Avinu, no less than Yaakov Avinu. He had a totally different job in life. Yaakov Avinu was Kulay Toiv, which was Aseh Tov, to do good. Esav HaRasha would have been Sur Meirah, to go away from evil. In other words, to have his Yetzirah be conquered. But he would have been Shaveh B'Shaveh. He would have been equal with Yaakov. We would have had four of us. It would have been unbelievable. Esav HaRasha would not have been a Rasha. It would have been Esav HaTzadik, together with Yaakov Avinu. That's the potential he had. The Gemara, we say that on Esav, he took, Vayhi Esav Ish Yodea Tzayid, Ish Sada. Rashi explains that Esav was able to trap people with his mouth. He was a cunning guy, he was a deceitful person. What was he supposed to do with this midah of deceit? We really know that we're told in Brachas it says, "La'olam have adam arum b'yira." In order for a person to fight his Yetzirah, he's got to be deceitful. The Yetzirah is a cunning enemy, and in order for a person to fight his Yetzirah, he's got to be cunning. He's got to be deceitful. You can't be honest with the Yetzirah. What Esav was supposed to do with his midah of mirma, of deceit, was use it to conquer his Yetzirah. Instead, he took it and used it for Ra. and became a thief. But the exact nida that he was supposed to use for success, he used for his failure. Rivka Imenu recognized that Esav was not going to fulfill his function in life. Therefore, she told Yaakov Avinu, you have to go into your father, to Yitzchak Avinu, and you have to deceitfully take the brachas. Why? Because now you have to take upon yourself the job of your own job and Esav's job. Yaakov Avinu took both jobs because Esav didn't do it. Yaakov Avinu took upon himself the job of conquering his Yetzirah also, because Esav wasn't doing it. And the only way he could do that is by getting the brachos deceitfully, because he needed the mida of deceit, of mirma. From then on, Yaakov Avinu needed mirma also, because now he was Esav also. He was now schizophrenic, so to speak. He was Yaakov and Esav together. He was the Esav that who was supposed to be the Esav. He was going to be Esav Avinu. He was Yaakov and Esav Avinu together. He had two jobs in life now, Yaakov. And therefore, he had to do everything. He had to get this midah of deceit. But this midah of deceit was supposed to be used for the good. There doesn't exist a person that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't give potential. Potential for his greatness. Esav HaRasha, the man who was written down in history as the worst Rasha that ever lived, was slated to be one of the Avos. And he ended up to be Esav HaRasha. I once heard an interesting story. Rav Volbo once told us, he once advised us and told us that it's very important for every single bacher, for every single person, to know his talents. You have to know what you're good at. We're all good at knowing what we're not good at, our failures. Everybody, if we ask anybody in the room, you know, tell me what your problems are. Well, I'm lazy, I'm a this, I'm a that. Everybody in 2 seconds can name off every single bad trait that they have. Then if you ask a person, now tell me what good traits you have. Where are your talents? I don't know. People don't really think about it too often. The good midos. Everybody has good midos. So he once told a bacha like this, and Ber Yaakov Rav Volbo said he had a bacha who was just not finding himself properly. So he told the bacha, he said, listen, Ber Yaakov was situated in an area where there were a lot of fields and orange groves and grapefruit groves around it. So he told the bacha, listen, I want you to go for a walk by yourself, and I want you to think about yourself. Try to figure out who you are. What are you, not your bad midos. Find out who your good midos. Find your good midos. Think about who you are a little bit. So the guy left, came back 10 minutes later, which is not a long time to figure out who you are and take a 10-minute walk. So Rav Volbo said to the kid, he said, like, what happened? What are you doing back so fast? Well, he said, I got scared. I met somebody and I got frightened, so I came back. I couldn't stay there. He said, who'd you meet? He said, well, I met myself. And I couldn't take it. So I came back. He wanted to press the point that it's very important that we think about who we really are. What are my talents? We all have talents. Esav HaRasha had talents. Esav HaRasha had talents to be a Gadol HaDor in his own right. If he would have become Esav, who he should have been, he would have been Shaveh B'Shaveh with his brother Yaakov. No difference. It even would have been, so to speak, the Mefarshim explained, like Yisachar V'Zvulun. Esav wasn't supposed to sit all day and learn. That wasn't what he was out to be. He was supposed to be out there in the field. He was supposed to be supporting Yaakov. Yaakov was Ishtam, like Adam Rishon Kodem Achet. Esav was supposed to be supporting him. And they could have been head to head in greatness. Four Avos would have had a longer Shmon Esrei by two words. That's what he was supposed to be. There's nobody who doesn't have a potential to reach greatness in his own right. We just have to get to know ourselves. It says, Havi Goyle Lamakam Taira. A person has to go into Golus to learn. Mefarshim explained to us that when a person leaves his hometown, like, so to speak, Lech Lecha Me'artzicha, when a person uproots himself from his home city and goes away like everybody here did, like everybody left home to come to here, to Eretz Yisrael, to Yeshiva, he's basically uprooting himself and replanting himself in a new place, that new place is, he could be much more successful in that new place. There's a special siyata d'shmaya because that, by leaving all his friends behind, by leaving his family behind, he's basically having a new start, a new way to tap onto his potential. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes that into account. There's a special siyata d'shmaya HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives. And that's really the way to success. A person, it can be more successful dafka by being gaila l'makom tara, by leaving his home. Because there, he doesn't feel restricted by all his friends and everything that he did, and he's not embarrassed, and he can start a new life. In yeshiva, we dafka could capitalize, and we could use the potentials that we never tapped onto. And we could say even more. Different traits that we were using dafka l'ra, like Esav. Traits that people were taking and that were using for the wrong reasons. It could have been a person who's a good businessman and was using it, he was cheating people. He was smart. So take it and use it for proper things. A person is witty, a person is sharp, his mind is sharp. A person is a helpful type of a person. He's good with his hands, whatever he could do. He should learn to tap on to his talents. If a person doesn't tap on to his talents, he could end up at totally the wrong side of the spectrum. Can you imagine the shock Esav had when he came to Shemayim and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'd like you to meet somebody. The fourth one of the Avos of Klal Yisrael. I want you to meet the fourth one of the Avos of Klal Yisrael. Esav said, I never knew there was four. Who's the fourth? He says, you. You should have been the fourth. You goofed it. You were supposed to be the fourth Hall of Famer. You goofed it. Probably flipped out. He said, you missed it, Esav. Instead, you're the biggest mobster that ever lived. You could have been one of the Avos. You goofed it. Now, we all have that same opportunity. It pays for everybody to take a few moments out, no deep thought. We have to tap into our potential. We have to get to know ourselves, use our opportunity. We have to know that now we were goyle l'makom taira. And a person that was goyle l'makom taira has certain siyata d'shmaya that's waiting for him. It's not automatic. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't help somebody who doesn't help themselves. But it's there. And we all got it. We have to stop looking at another person or stop looking at gedolim and we're saying, well, I'm not him. Like, you know, I'm not kadosh merechem, I'm not holy from the very beginning, I'm not like that guy, so therefore what am I? Esav also wasn't like Yaakov. He wasn't. He wasn't as kadosh as Yaakov. He had ra in him. Yaakov had no ra. Can you imagine how he felt with a brother like that? But they had the same raveim. They both had Avram Avinu as raveim, and they both had Yitzchak Avinu as raveim. They sat in the same yeshiva. Till 13 years old, you couldn't tell the difference between them. They sat together in yeshiva. Till 13. That's the situation of every single one of us. We have to stop looking at other people. We have to stop comparing ourselves to other people. We have to appreciate who we are. In me lies greatness. I have good also. It's not shaykh not to have. We have to tap onto our greatness. We have to capitalize on the zchusim we have that we were goyle l'makom taira, and then we could hope to steig and reach our shleimus.